right, welcome to the second episode of the Creative Masterminds Podcast.
Believe that.
All right, so who we got in the house?
Cash 3 in the building. What's happening, y'all?
Yeah, and you got yours truly, Sean Breeze, in the house, at Sean Breeze on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
That's CAS_THREE, Cash 3. Yep.
And we are creators. I think the name is very fitting because we are creators, right? We don't necessarily just produce music. I do photography as well. I do video as well. I create websites. I do an enormous amount of different things creatively. We create this podcast, and I'm pretty sure the same thing that goes for you, Cass, where you have multiple things that you create.
For sure. With fitness and I just believe that that's what I was created for. You know, I think we're made in the image of God, so He's the creator, the ultimate creator, and every day I try to create and do that. I think that's what my purpose is. So
yeah, we are creators like the creator.
For sure.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, because not to harp on this topic too much longer, but I have troubles with fitting into boxes. And so, yeah, I think creator is like a good overall encompassing term that really shows who we are. So,
right, for sure. Yeah.
All
right.
So with that said, the topics for today's show is what inspires us. Before we get into that, we need to talk about our past weekends, what we did. Cass, go ahead, kick it off.
Yeah, over the weekend, what did I do? Did some mixing down of some tracks that I had done earlier in the week, and just kicked it with the fam, relaxed. I worked on Saturday, but other than that, put some work in the studio and kick back with the fam on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, and recently you did, a track with somebody where you did, a co-production.
Yeah, that was with my homeboy, Pep. We did a little collab. He did the chords. Dope. Yeah, and I put down the drums and all that. So, yeah, it was pretty fly. It was dope.
All right, it's cool. Yeah, and for me, it was somewhat busy. I think on Saturday, I went to go see my parents along with taking I did a photo shoot with my fiance on Saturday, if I remember correctly, which was pretty cool. Like I said, it's very important. I think I mentioned this on the last podcast. It's very important for me to spend time with my family and my loved ones because it gives me very good energy to get back in the booth and create. For the most part, really, these past few days, I've been in a creative wormhole where ever since Wednesday, I just was cranking out beats after beats. So I'm very excited to show you guys what I've been cooking up. Hopefully I will have some beats created or ready to show the people by next week. Maybe I'll play a beat out here on the podcast. That'd be pretty dope. Maybe we can share a beat that we worked on this for a week or whatever.
I'm with
and show what level we are currently at. So yeah, that's our past weekend.
Straight up.
So let's go ahead and get to the topic about what inspires us. And so I have a range of categories about a range of things that could possibly bring inspiration. First thing is movies. Second thing is music, books, celebrities, loved ones. So we are going to go through each category and detail out, all right, what movie inspires us or what music inspires us. And then we can go into why it inspires us. So
cool.
All right. I'm not sure if I go first.
Yeah, you can start it off this time.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, all right. I have given not too much thought about this, but movie wise, the movie that's is continuing to play in my head at this moment is Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Which is maybe weird to a lot of people, but I think it's a phenomenal movie. I love it. Partly because of the historic aspect of it, where they had different historical moments and show that he was there at those moments. Mm-hmm. But I guess in general, how that movie inspires me is this dude, Forrest, a very simple guy, lived a very simple life, didn't make things too damn complex, but he ended up being pretty successful in life. I guess I could say that movie is an inspiration because it reminds me to keep it simple. That's the point. That's the point. That's the punchline. It reminded me to keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate things. Don't make things too complex. Just keep it simple and do things that bring you joy. Because that's basically what he did. He just did things that he liked, and he kept it real simple. He kept it moving and kept pushing.
For sure.
So that's my inspiration. That was a rough one, but it is what it is. So what about you, Cass?
For sure, The Last Dragon. That's one of my all-time favorite
movies. Really?
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Yeah, that glow. It's about that glow.
Yeah. Man.
So, yeah, that just the music, the soundtrack to it was dope as well. But, yeah, just the whole story. I got my kids on that joint. You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah, I got them watching it. They at the beginning where he's doing his workout or whatever, got his shirt off. Every time I put it on, they take off their shirts and start kicking.
That's
it.
Funny.
Doing push-ups and stuff. So, but yeah, that inspired me as a young kid, like around their age, like around 6 or 5, the first time I ever saw it.
Man, so, okay, you beat me out.
Yeah, hey man, that's
too wet. Okay, I got it.
That was a go-to right there. That sticks out of my mind. I love that movie. So
I'm gonna double back and say I'm gonna say Moonwalker by Michael Jackson.
There you go, man.
Okay, my bad. No, off the top of my head, I'm like, damn, Forrest Gump. That's the best you got. Like, yeah, that's all you got at this moment. Like, yeah, okay, I'll rock with that. But all right, since you brought inspirations as a kid, it made me think about the Moonwalker Michael Jackson film, and also not only that, but the there's a documentary. Michael Jordan, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like a documentary I would watch every day religiously about like how he was so great at what he did his craft. But back to the Moonwalker,
like airtime or something.
It was something.
Airtime, but
I would watch the video and then go outside and play basketball. But that's random. But the main inspiration I want to talk about is Moonwalker to show my history.
Yeah, it was deep, if I remember right, man. And I remember the robot at the end, or he was like,
oh yeah, he turned into a robot.
Yeah, that's actually,
I'm gonna dig that up and see. And
it needs to be.
I'm gonna dig that up.
Go back over that and see what they was putting in our heads.
It's kind of deep. Yeah, the robots. Okay, all right, interesting. Okay, so that's movies that inspire us. What about music-wise? What's inspiring you right now, or what's been your inspiration overall?
Stevie Wonder, he's dope. I definitely went back and started listening to some of his old, CDs or tapes. Who else? Some jazz, different, Coltrane, some different jazz cats. Bob Marley. Definitely, because his music, I got my back to my sons or whatever. I let them listen to it. I let one of my sons listen to it before his soccer game.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I let him listen to Get Up, Stand Up, because, you know, Bob Marley was an avid soccer fan, and he played it, you know, recreational.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was like, let me get him on this Bob Marley, you know, Get Up, Stand Up. He loves that song, Get Him Hyped
Before
His Game.
That's dope, okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's dope, because, like, you know, that's a lot better than parents just feeding their kids music of the now.
Right.
Just like at this moment, like, no, there's like a history of music out there
that's
still dope. But, you know, since it's not now, people aren't talking about it right now.
Yeah, I mean, and he was a revolutionary.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I remember my homeboys and stuff in high school would listen to him, or friends would listen to him, and, you know, it was the herb aspect of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was in the rap at that time, so I wasn't really, you know, I listened to it, but I wouldn't buy the CD or nothing.
Yeah.
But now, as I'm older, listening to the lyrics and his stand and, you know, what happened, whole situation, you know, there was a CIA agent on his deathbed that said that they gave him cancer to take him out because to take him out because he his spoken word was so powerful, it was more powerful than bullets, is what they said.
Mm-hmm.
So
he was talking about, I can't remember what song, it might have been Exodus, but I may be wrong, but it was a song where he basically said, like, hey man, like, people who are oppressed fight back. Like, the reason why we're losing, I'm paraphrasing, extreme paraphrasing, but he's like,
get up, stand up too. Yeah.
Yeah. The reason why we're losing because we don't, or because we're not fulfilling Jah's prophecy or something like that. Like, us fighting against the oppressors, the people who deprive us of resources and live, make our life more difficult than what it should be.
For sure.
So, yeah. Okay, but, good. That's solid. That's a good, nice little, okay, music-wise, okay. Okay, I'm about to look whack again. All right, music-wise, Young Chop and Chief Keef, they I say recently I've been on a Timbaland kick. Like, I've been listening to a lot of Timbaland stuff. Dayton going back, I guess, quote unquote, to 100% Genuine, mm-hmm. which is a phenomenal album. Even like if you listen to it to this day, like his beat switches, his drum patterns,
for sure,
it inspired my music production recently. And I can't wait to show it to you guys. So Timbaland, he's been like a really big inspiration to me recently. I would say,
well, hold on, let me say for me too, though, because Timbaland, have you read or heard it? I got the audio book of his, what is it, The Emperor of Sound?
Oh, yeah,
it's dope.
Really?
And he explains, or he goes over, like, his relationship with Missy, with Pharrell. Like,
oh, really?
They're like cousins. They've known each other since, like, grade school or whatever.
Oh, really?
Him and Pharrell, okay. Yeah. So that's a real dope one that y'all could check out. But
okay,
yeah,
I'm checking it out. Okay, yeah. All right, cool. Appreciate that. So what else? I also listen to old school jazz. I call that real jazz. You can get mad if you want, but that 80s Kenny G jazz, man, you can kiss my beep, beep, beep on that one. That's...
Bang bang,
yeah, man, I low key. It's an honest moment, I'm low key be upset at my parents when they go to like the jazz cruises. Like, this is not jazz. This is elevated music. It's so disrespectful because like if you go back and listen to like a Coltrane,
straight up
Duke Ellington, yeah. You listen to Nina Simone, Louis Armstrong, just. Barrage of the classic
B.B. King. Well, that's
Miles Davis.
Oh,
Miles,
yeah.
Davis? Yeah. Just go back to the kings, the queens, the people who really did jazz in its heyday, and you listen to what they put on or what they say is jazz now. It's like that bland. Jazz is so bland because like the original jazz was so freestyle. I'm not getting like very passionate because I love jazz a lot. It's just so freestyle, but you feel the energy is like they just going up, and it's just crazy. And like you try to figure out how they did these little quick notes without an arpeggiator or whatever, like we use today. I don't know. Just jazz in general is a big inspiration to me. I love jazz. It's just like the melodies that you can catch in jazz. And for the most part, most music nowadays is derived from some form of jazz, like even with the reggae, like you'll hear some of that jazz influence. And so
most definitely
jazz is a big influence. And if I ever feel like I have like beat block at the moment, I'll turn on some jazz and just vibe out. What else? 90s music. I've been listening to some 90s music recently. I just listened to Mary J. Blige, What's the 411.
Dope,
phenomenal dope. Album, great production on it. I actually tried to sample a beat from it, but sometimes whenever I try to sample a beat, I'll start out with the different melodies, but then I get to a point where I just want to take the sample out, and then I come up with a different beat or a whole new beat. And so,
and that's a trick for producers out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, use a sample, put it in there, and then take it out, and you got a whole new beat like wrapped around it. You know,
absolutely. That's like the most easiest way for you to really build a song, I would say. So 90s music. Also, I've been listening to TLC as well. Crazy, Sexy, Cool. Mm-hmm. In summary, 90s music, Timbaland for sure. And jazz. Those are my inspirations at this moment. Next up, books.
The Way of the Superior Man. I checked that one out. Yeah, that one's a real dope book right there.
Fire.
Finished out a couple of weeks ago. The Computer Musician or something like that.
Interesting. That sounds familiar. Yeah, that sounds familiar. Kurt, it's like music theory for computer?
Yeah, for musicians? for using a DAW and all that, not the the old way of producing and stuff. It's doing it from pretty much a home studio and not being in a big studio, but having, a computer, a DAW, and then MIDI keyboard or whatever and do it. So it's pretty much a home studio, and they break down like the chords, the keys, the piano. It breaks that down. Then it also breaks down the synthesizers. You know, it breaks down the sound waves, breaks down the frequencies, the pitch, the tone. So that's pretty dope. And I just recently got a Bruce Lee book. I cannot remember the name of it. Something about Warrior, The Journey of the Warrior, The Way of the Warrior, possibly. But I've been on that. I actually came across his Instagram page, and I thought it was, you know, a phony one, but it's actually ran by his daughter. So it's got the blue check verified or whatever.
Okay, she official. What's up?
So then I've been checking out her podcast too. It's real dope. And it got me.
Well, and you learned something from the podcast about the it's something that you told me before.
Yeah,
she started the recording.
He's a philosopher of Bruce the Lee body. Bruce Lee is like a philosopher of the body, because he went in depth, did a lot of research.
Yeah,
like his purpose was to figure out, you know, the philosophy of the body and how to get the body in tip top shape, but also to to use it in the right manner. And if I remember right, the June key, I can't remember exactly what the name of his martial arts was, but the three principles are simplicity, directness, and freedom, which I thought was real dope. And from that, I was like, you know, I need to read one of his books and get some of that information that he has. That's, hey, they say readers are leaders.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that's what they say. I heard
Lee,
that.
About Lee, everybody. Up
And so that's a quick way to get in is get somebody's mindset, their viewpoint, you know, where they're coming from is read what they're talking about. So mm-hmm. That's what I do, you know.
See, book-wise, for me, I would have to most definitely say The Alchemist. Have you ever read that book?
I have not, but I've been looking at getting that one too.
It's a fire book. I have read that book maybe it's a lot for me, like 10 times. That's which is like I usually only read a book once.
Yeah. So what did you get from it? What would make you want to go over it that many times?
Well, the thing is, like, every time I read it, it's something new that pops out. Like, for instance,
say that.
Whenever I'm in a moment where I feel stuck, mm-hmm. I'll read it and then like the aha moment come out. But I guess I'll give a brief synopsis about what the book is about.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is about this kid named Santiago. He has a dream and then he goes to a dream interpreter who then interprets the dream and say that, hey, this dream of you getting these riches and finding your treasures, this is a real thing and you need to go out there and get it. And so the book is about that, of him going through his journey of trying to get his treasure. And basically how at different points there were different like problems or hills he had to overcome or issues he had to overcome. Like, for instance, like when he first, like he started out in Spain, and so his treasure was somewhere in Egypt. So he had to go to Africa, of course.
Okay.
And so he, when he first entered Africa, I think maybe in Algeria, North Africa, he ended up getting robbed, right? And then so that forced him to work at this shop for so many years where he's had to stack up money. And then that was a journey within itself.
Yeah.
And then then he had to go on a caravan. Well, after he leave the shop and saved up enough money, he went to go actually after his treasure. So he joined this caravan, and then that was a whole different thing. And then while in the caravan, he met his love of his life, and then his love of his life was cool enough to be like, "Hey, like go get your treasures, then come back to me."
Gotcha.
And
so, like, okay.
That, yeah. And I show you how much of inspiration that book is. Like, the name of the character was Fatima, mm-hmm. And so while in Aruba, humble stunt with my fiance, there was this necklace that was called like the Hand of Fatima, which is like an actual thing, whatever. The Hand of Fatima, and so based off the book of me like hearing that name and seeing that name and seeing how much of a pivotal person Fatima was to the boy in the story,
yeah,
I got her that necklace because I felt like she was the same thing for me. She was like my Fatima, where she, no matter what, she know that my purpose is higher, is above all, and that she's cool with me going out and getting my purpose.
That's dope. Because a man needs to do that. Yeah. That's how we get fulfilled. Like that's in the way of the superior man.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna check. And you know what? I actually listened to a little bit of the audio of that. Like I found it on YouTube or whatever. But
I enjoy it.
The complete.
Yeah, you know? Read it, man. I really enjoy it. Sorry to cut you off, but yeah, great book. Huge inspiration. It's my go-to. Now, what's inspiring me is Thinking Grow Rich. It's getting my mind to a point where it's like, all right, it's like getting ready for the process or becoming aware of the process.
Right.
That I'm going to have to face like during the durations of the rest of my life. Cause I think it's the same process to accumulate or anything that you desire. Like you have to go through the ups and downs. You have to be mentally focused at all times. You have to not go into that deep mental hole where you're being negative all the time, that type of thing. You have to fight out of that. It's like these different tools, these principles that this book outlines that will for sure help me on this journey as I try to, achieve the different things I want to achieve in life. So,
gotcha.
I'll say those two dope books, Think and Grow Rich, and also The Alchemist Fire books.
Dope. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay, now that motherfucker had an essay. All right.
Nah, I'm gonna check that book out though. I've been I'm gonna check it out for sure.
Okay, cool. Celebrities. Any celebrities that motivate you or inspire you?
Celebrities. It's a whole lot of them, and pretty much any, not even just celebrities, but anybody that you know, works hard at overcoming and fulfilling their dream and getting to their dream. So a lot of the cats that we read in the books, like, you know, like The Way of the Superior Man. And so, I mean, it's just off the top, celebrities. Mike Rashid, he's a bodybuilder.
Okay.
Yeah, type of dude, fitness dude. I don't know if you'd really call him a celebrity, but I guess so, you know.
Hey,
but
if he has like more than 10,000 followers on Instagram, he's a celebrity.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he got more than, yeah. So, you know, but he's real inspiring, and will get that, you know, that motivation going in you and make me want to go out there and go handle up. Tom Bilyeu, he's pretty dope. His podcast. See, he gets a lot of people on there and interviews them that are go-getters and you know, had that motivational trait to get out there and get it done and overcome and not stop till it's done. Like, no was not an answer. So that, you know, that's the type of stuff I've been on lately, and the type of people or characters that I've been paying attention to and like bringing in my life, like listening to what they're talking about, listening to what they've done and their story, so that'll motivate me to get out there and do my thing, you know.
What about you? What you got?
For me, I got three people so far. Okay. All right. I'll say first, Kevin Hart. Why? Because of his crazy work ethic.
He's ethnic.
Work ethic. He is a beast, and if you read his I'm not sure why I said it like that. If you read his book, I can't remember the name of it. His book that he came out with, you'll see that he's a machine, and I really like the fact that he's so disciplined, because in order for him to achieve as much as he achieved and amount of time he has achieved it in, it takes an extreme amount of discipline. Like, he keep things, to me, organized, where he is aware that his family is first. He also does well at his work, and he does things to basically build his empire each and every day. And it seems like I get inspired by his work ethic, just watching him work.
Gotcha.
Second dude, Nipsey Hussle.
Yep.
I like Nipsey because he's a guy who has principles, or to me, he seems like he's a guy who has principles, and that how he maneuvers within the music game is commendable, because he's not a person that I see compromising himself or selling out for the buck.
Like, hustle hard.
Yeah. He'll do things for a reason, and, you know, anything to that makes sense to build his empire. I like that. And third, I would say Jay Prince recently.
Okay, gotcha.
That book, The Art and Signs of Respect, is a fire book. Go read it. He inspires me because it's just like he's another guy with principles, about principles, and that he lived by. And the thing is, what I love about him is the fact that you get a sense that he'll die for his shit. Like he's like, this is what I live for, and I'll die for it. And so it's your move. What you gonna do about it?
Yeah.
And to me, that's like, that just makes me feel very confident, and it just makes me inspired to be like, yeah, let me stand on my own too. Let me find something that I'll die for, and I found that. But yeah, I like that.
That's dope. And yeah, I got a couple more. Errol Spence, Dallas's very own. That cat, he's a boxer, and he's just his
you
work.
Sound familiar? Was he on the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, he was on the Breakfast Club, and he's the welterweight champion. He's one of them. There's a couple of them, but he's trying to unify all the belts. So him, Terrence Crawford, that's another one. Like, they the two big dogs in the welterweight. But both of them are inspiring because, you know, that grind that they do, that's a hard thing to do, you know, to be in the gym like that and to dedicate your life to that. So them, I got a couple more. Gary V.
Oh, yeah.
He's,
oh, yeah. You know. Whenever I feel like a bum, I watch Gary V. If Kevin Hart's not doing that, like, let me see what Gary, you're a bum. Start working. You bum. Like, yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's basically what he does with his video. He basically call you a bum without directly calling you a bum. He just show you that you're a bum if you're not.
It'll get you some energy real quick. Like, hey, let me get up to do some shit. Yeah. Let me go handle it. But him and and somebody in the music industry, J. Cole.
Oh, okay.
He's real dope. Probably my favorite rapper right now.
The new school, you would say?
Yeah, okay. Right of right now. Yeah.
What's your favorite Cole album?
What was it? Forest Hills?
Forest Hill Drive?
Yeah, Forest Hill Drive. That
2014?
One. Okay. Yeah, because he has one of my all time favorite songs is January 28th. That's my birthday. Oh, that's funny. The same, the same birthday, and rock him. So yeah, but he's dope. I like his style and that he has major content with his shit. So
that's a very popular opinion about Forest Hill Drive being his
that was my
classic album. I would say for me, his like
the last one was bad too though. That was that KOD. Went hard too. Yeah, that went hard too.
I would say for me with Cole. His most classic album to me is Born Sinner. Yeah, I'm not sure why I resonate with it so much, but I guess because that album is like, it's an honest album about how ain't shit he is. Like, because he talking about, like, you know, in Runaway, or the song before Runaway, I can't remember what it was called, where he had the Mike Epps skit in front of it. But anyway, he's talked about, like, him having a wifey at home, but he's trying to be also this player dude on the road, and how that is causing conflict and issues with him internally. Like, it was like a very real, honest, like, and I guess I struggled with that for a certain period of time. I'm like, oh man, I really identify with that. That's like for the most part, the main theme of the album, and also just in general, the growing pains of becoming successful in the music industry.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and that for that same reason, that's also why I liked Kendrick Lamar's "To Pimp a Butterfly."
Yeah,
because that was the same type of thing where he talked about his struggles of after he became successful.
That's definitely a classic. Like. I like that one better than his most recent one.
I agree. Even though "Damn" is not a bad album, it's a great album for sure, and it does have high replay value, but it didn't seem as personal. I don't know. Can I say that? Maybe Dan was personal, but it was something about To Pimp a Butterfly that Dan was lacking. Like, I guess To Pimp a Butterfly was more artsy, I guess you would mm-hmm. say, and with I, the and music I, and stuff like that. He yeah. stripped it down for Dan, I would say.
Yeah, I think Dan was more like about the concept. Because, yeah. you know, he had it where you could play it and rewind yeah, and all true. That. So it was and, more about the concept.
And sacrifice of the concept. And sacrifice for the concept, he kind of stripped down things. And okay, yeah. that makes sense.
Yeah. But, yeah, Kendrick and Cole, they're, you know, neck and neck. Because I like that the content, that yeah. value, you know, out of tracks. I mean, I like the party stuff, too, and all that. But more so, I'm more of, like, you know, the conscious.
Okay, it makes sense why yeah. Drake wouldn't be a favorable. Yeah, I understand.
I'd throw him a beat if he'd like, but yeah, because really.
Well, the thing is with Drake, if I can equate current hip hop to high school, great. Drake is the most popular guy, but he doesn't seem like he's the most
real.
Yeah, I about to say authentic. Yeah, like because the thing is. He doesn't. There's some subjects that he's obviously staying away from,
mm-hmm.
and he makes general music, I would say, which is not bad. It's cool to make general music. However, the weakness of making general music is that it's very surface level. It's not depth to it.
Yeah,
and so,
but you need that
the balance.
Yeah, it's a balance. So
yeah,
everybody. Can't have, you know.
But Drake, we got beats for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, don't get it twisted. We got beats for you. You know what I'm saying? We can help you with the substance. No. All right. So, okay. Celebrities. Are you, I guess we're done with that.
Yeah.
Loved ones. People who inspire us, our loved ones.
Definitely my mom's, you know, she raised me and my bro, my brother. You know, single parent. So we saw her have 3 jobs at one point when we were younger. Oh, wow. Yeah, she's a nurse and worked 3 different nursing jobs and all that. So she provided for us, made sure we were, you know, fly for school and, you know, fed well and all that. I mean, I had Jordans and all that. And you know what I'm saying? Was fly for school and, you know, and she worked extra hard for that. And now looking back, I mean, that wasn't really necessary and all, but mm-hmm. you know, that was just the love that she had for us. She wanted us not to feel you know, lesser than anybody else. You know, we weren't trying to keep up with the Joneses or whatever. We was ourselves, but you know, she made sure that we weren't feeling inadequate about anything and enjoying the process of you know, the life of going through school and mm-hmm. the youth or our youth enjoying it. And she definitely provided 100% for us.
That's dope. I did that.
Yeah. So for sure, her moms love you.
Yeah, that's fire. I like that, man. Damn, okay. Sentimental. Anybody else?
Loved ones. Nah, I'm going to just let moms have that for right now.
Okay.
Let her
have damn, that. Okay. Who inspires me? Loved ones. Actually, you know what? My grandmother. Gotcha. And my other grandmother's gonna get mad. Honey, I love you. I love you, honey. I love you, honey, so much. You the best. You the flyest grandmother of them all. However, at this moment, what's my biggest inspiration is my grandmother on my father's side, Meemaw. And the reason why she inspires me, because it's like she I guess she has dementia or Alzheimer's. I'm not sure which, but I don't know. Maybe in my crazy mind, I kind of think that where she's at in life, she's in communication with the other side, because she'll just do things. She'll say things that are very random, but to me, it makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. for example, just randomly when I went to go see her, maybe a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
We were just talking about like, you know, just, hey, how you doing? Doing good and everything. And then. Like, I haven't told her about, like, me leaving my job or me pursuing my passion or me trying to live my purpose or become close to my purpose. But she randomly said to me, don't stop, keep going. I'm like, what the heck? Like, just random.
Yeah.
And so, like, she'll do things like that that'll inspire me, or she'll just say randomly, like, you're a special young man. And like those moments, whenever I feel down, like she'll know how to say them at the right moments. And they're like, yeah, you know what? I can do this. I can really achieve my goal. So my inspiration, awesome. You know, is my grandmother, Mima. Honey, I love you though. Honey, I love you. You so fly. You so beautiful. I brought you flowers. I love you, honey. Okay.
That's what's
and
up.
My mama, you good too. My dad. My dad legit, but I'm saying my dad doesn't care for the accolades. That's what I'm saying. My dad's legit. My dad, you know, my parents been together for like 50 every years. But
definitely.
Good inspiration, good talk. With that said, that's our list of what we are going to say about who inspires us or the categories. About what inspires us. Anything else? Any final comments? Anything else you want to add to the podcast?
Yeah, I would say this might be a little off topic, but I was just thinking about this earlier.
Freestyle round. There you go.
Yeah, you know, spit a little something.
Yeah.
Bars. But yeah, just about like getting better at production or just in life in general. You should write down the areas that you feel you could do better at, you know what I'm saying? And then work on those. Like first you need to be aware of it, like write it down and see like areas where you think you could improve in. And then, from that, what steps can you take or what things can you do to get better in those areas? And you should do that, you know, every 6 months, 3 months or whatever. So you continuing to improve and get better at night. And that's a way not to get stagnant. And that's in production, but also like I said, like we said, we're creators. Mm-hmm. So that's in life in general. You know what I'm saying? That's about every area of your life. You know, you should be striving to get better, to improve. 'Cause that's what this is about. Life is now. We should be present right now and be trying to improve right now by the things that we're doing and using our time wisely. So that's like, you know, where I am at this point in my life. But yeah, man, write them joints down, be truthful with yourself where you could get better, and then take those steps or figure out what steps you can take to improve in those areas. And you know, even if it's a little bit, you still improved and gotten better. So
I did that. That's dope. Sure. I'll say to add on to what you just said about, oh man, I just had it and my mind just went blank.
You got it.
But anyway, okay. Oh yeah. What you're talking about, like getting better and like checking how your progress on every 3 months, every 6 months, that type of thing. It made me think about what I was thinking about earlier, which was doing heat checks for yourself. Like,
nice.
The events that we attended these past few months, the Illmind one, I did the Beat Producer Beat Camp. You did that as well last year.
Yeah.
And also we did the S1 event. Like we did, that was like us doing heat check. Mm-hmm. And once we got the feedback that we wanted or we needed to hear at the moment, like, okay, our heat check is, we're good right now. So let's continue to build our sound and make our beats better and grow with our beats, that type of thing. And so, like, I say that to say that it is very important to have heat checks.
Yeah.
To see
check that temperature.
See where you're at. You know, I'm thinking about doing it maybe every 6 months. I'll just go to some type of producer event.
Yeah.
To play my beats and then just get a heat check. And for me, that was a huge inspiration because playing those beats or hearing other people's beats at the S1 event,
right,
made me want to step up my production game tremendously.
For sure.
I didn't feel embarrassed. I felt like what I presented was cool. It was good. However, it didn't get the response that I wanted to get. And so, yeah, for sure. I do heat checks. With that said, who we got in the house? Guess we reintroduce ourselves.
Yeah, it's Cash 3.
Got Cash 3 in the house. Also, you got Sean Breeze in the house. Give out your socials.
Yeah, you can hit me on IG, CAS_THREE. Believe that.
Yep, and this is Sean Breeze, at Sean Breeze. There is, the Breeze Life, that Instagram tag is gone forever. I am rebranding myself. So Sean Breeze will be the main brand as I build my Breeze Life Media brand as well. So
dope.
At Sean Breeze, you can follow me there on Instagram, OG Sean Breeze on Twitter, Sean Breeze on YouTube. And what I will be bringing to the table, or what I will be showing in the few weeks, is like more photography on my Instagram page, music stuff, video stuff. All this stuff is in the works, and so I can't wait to share the dope products that I have in the near future with you guys. So
for sure, that's what's up. And so y'all keep a lookout for our content and all that. It's coming across to hit you in the head.
Yeah, Creative Masterminds podcast. It will be on iTunes hopefully in the near future. In the next couple of weeks, we're gonna get that taken care of, and probably get a website in the coming weeks as well. So you guys can check us out there. With that said, it's a wrap for
episode two,
and we'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.
Peace.